Well, if you've already failed at your New Year's resolutions, you're not alone.
Oh, yeah.
But we do have something for you.
Did your dry January turn into a try January? Did you meal prep one meal? Did your attempt to learn Spanish on Duolingo begin and end with hola? That's okay. Resolutions are hard. Quitting is easy. That's why we created the Failed at Trying Pack.
Oh.
A comfortable, judgment-free space where you can celebrate that your break from fast food lasted all 45 minutes it took DoorDash to deliver Taco Bell. Where your yoga mat is once again rolled up behind the couch where it belongs. Where your alarm is ambitious and your snooze button is undefeated. You didn't fail. You just tried. Briefly, join the Failed at Trying Pack today, because the second week of January is a lot to ask.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard.
Did you, anybody here fail their New Year's resolutions?
You know, I didn't actually set one.
I have a few, and I haven't failed them yet.
You haven't failed them?
But I'm also not telling people what they are, because that's when I fail.
That's true.
Yeah, it's true.
You're not doing, like, any type of dry January, Katie?
No, I saw the only thing that's dry about my January are my skin and my lips. And that's it. No, I'm not.
Yeah. You didn't, because in January, sometimes people will also do dry-ish January, where they reduce the amount.
Reduce dry adjacent.
I don't need to put a label on any of it. I don't need to, you know, I just, if you don't set it, you can't fail it.
You can't fail it.
I will tell you, when I stopped drinking, I took like a week off and I was like, all right, this sucks. Never again. Never again.
Yeah, during the week, it's pretty good, but the weekends, absolutely not. No,
I feel
that's
you.
For me.
Matt, did you set any?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to share them.
Yes, but mine is a little bit different. I'm not like making a resolution to not do something. I'm making a resolution to have accomplished something by the end of the year.
That's the 200 steps.
I want to walk 200 miles by the end of the year.
Get out with them monks, boy.
But here's the thing. I don't know how many miles I walk in a typical year. I realized that the other day. So I don't know if this is like a step up or a step back.
Yeah, so yeah, true.
I really don't know. Like, I just threw that number out there because I thought, oh, that sounds like a good even number. But I don't know, just on a yearly basis, if I checked my watch, like how many steps I would take in a normal year.
What you could do is just take each day the average steps and then do the math on it. Say, this is the average amount of steps I do. Yeah. How many miles does this translate to? And whatever it is, increase it by 20%.
Yeah.
Sounds hard.
Because I went into my watch and I was like, oh, well, I can sort total steps by year. Let me just do it. But as soon as the calendar ticked over, it was just showing me this year.
It was gone.
Just do an average for a week.
Well, he's had to reset it, so he doesn't know.
Yeah,
really.
So what my plan is going to be is at the end of the month, I'm going to look at that and say, okay, let's assume that this would be a typical month for me. Multiply it by 12, so that would be a typical year. I want to increase that by 30-40%, whatever that number is.
I think 200 sounds good. I think it's low.
I do,
because
too.
Like, when you go to Disney, you'll walk 5 or 10 miles at one every day.
Uh-huh. Exactly. I mean, I walked 60 miles last year at Disney.
Yeah.
And that would be over 25% for the whole year. So I do think it needs to be higher. I just don't know.
You don't know. You don't want to make it too high.
So I'm going to do this weird thing where I set my resolution on February 1st.
There you go.
Okay,
so that I know what my baseline is based on the January typical steps.
When you said that you set it for 200 miles, I thought it was like 200 miles during a workout. You know, like your normal steps every day, but those don't count.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Where you're doing, like if you were saying, oh, I'm going for a walk now and I'm going to walk 2 miles. Mm-hmm. That 2 miles goes towards your 200.
That, not just your everyday steps.
Oh, I got you.
That's what I thought
you meant. Oh, I could do that.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah. I didn't know you were counting all.
Well, it would just be easier for me to track because my watch is going to count a step as a step.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to count a mile as a mile, whether I'm doing it to the car or on a workout.
Yeah.
It would be easier for me just to track total. So then that's why I thought, well, because it's easier and I'm lazy in that regard, I don't want to have to do math. I don't want to have to keep
a spreadsheet
of like, okay, well, I did walk 2 miles on my workout today, so I have to keep that separate.
Yep.
So I thought that would just be one easy way. If I can hit that at the end of the year, I know where I'm at. It's just a running tally.
Well, let us know what it's going to be, because I think it's going to be ticked up.
I do too.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go higher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I will find out.
Do you have anything, Jason?
The extra steps, yeah, I do. The extra steps for Matt could also help with more of a roundness in your butt that you were concerned about.
Yes, that's part of it too. And maybe like for the first, I don't want to do it for a whole mile, but maybe for like the warm-up part of the walk, I can almost like do a lunge.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or, right? Better for the butt.
Look at walking uphill. Apparently, mm-hmm. that will also increase the muscle in your butt that you're concerned about.
My neighborhood is very hilly, and that's where I tend to walk the most. So,
or find a windowless van in South America, and they'll throw butt implants in there for you.
Also true.
Yeah,
you might die right after, but it's worth it.
As far as your question, if I broke my New Year's resolution, no, I have not. It was stop arguing and to change people's minds politically, and especially on social media. And I've had some people reach out about that, and I just didn't even read it, didn't even answer back.
Really?
Yes.
But today you did try to change Kay's mind about a political thing with prostitution.
Unsuccessfully, but
I
didn't
change her mind. It's just that it's both sides. We actually switched sides for a second.
You did.
I didn't feel dirty.